Desperate Measures by Kate Wilhelm. 1. The Milton Free Hospital in Manhattan specialized in plastic surgery and cosmetic reconstruction. Middle Eastern royal families sent their daughters there to get new noses. Broadway stars changed the shape of their faces. Politicians went for liposuction before an upcoming campaign. Accident victims went there to get rebuilt. Small, discreet, and correspondingly expensive, it could have been a 4-star European hotel, with plush carpeted corridors, tasteful oil paintings on the walls, statuary in the lobby, marble urns filled with plants, and air freshened to smell like a pine forest after a rainstorm. Today, two men stood outside one of the private rooms. The bigger man, Dr. Graham Minnick, with his face close to the glass panel, peering inside. He was still wearing his greatcoat, on which a smattering of snow had melted to make the coat look polka-dotted. It was a magnificent coat, long enough to come to his galoshes, with deep shoulder flaps, voluminous in all dimensions. Since he was a large man, thick through the chest, with heavy bones, he needed such a garment. He was shaking water drops from a crushed wool hat with a broad brim. It looked like hell, he knew. But it kept the rain and snow off, it was warm, and he liked it. He was 60 years old, too old to sacrifice comfort for style. Now he stood hunched over, gazing into the room. The object of his prolonged scrutiny was an adolescent boy sitting at a barred window across the room with his back to the door. The boy appeared to be tall and gangly, wearing a baseball cap, blue jeans, and a sweater. And he seemed to be writing or doodling, looking up and out the window, then down again frequently.